Have you ever thought, we tried digital marketing, but it just didn't work for us? Yeah, you're not alone. Maybe you ran some ads, paid someone to post on social media, maybe even hired an agency, and still nothing really changed. No flood of leads, no steady stream of clients, just more expenses and more frustration. If that sounds familiar, today's episode is going to make you feel seen.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're digging into one of the most common things I hear from B2B business owners. Digital marketing just doesn't work for us. But here's the thing. It can work really well. In fact, the problem isn't the tools, it's how we're using them and what we're missing along the way. So in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to walk you through the three biggest reasons digital marketing falls flat for B2B service-based businesses and why most marketers don't even realize they're making these three mistakes. And no, it's not about your website or your ad budget, it's about your approach and how to fix it in a way that actually works for the way B2B buying really happens. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's actually start with the biggest reason digital marketing doesn't work for a lot of service businesses. And that's because they have no real long-term strategy behind it. And if you're being honest with yourself, you probably are nodding your head right now. I mean, it's not like you didn't try to plan things out. You probably had some ideas, maybe a to-do list. You might have even had someone build you a funnel or run some ads. But in the end, all those pieces aren't working together towards one clear goal. And speaking of the same kind of buyer, you're basically throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks. And look, I get it. In B2C, when you're selling products to consumers, you can sometimes get away with fast, flashy campaigns with stuff like buy now, click here, 20% off, limited time, all that kind of stuff. But in the B2B, especially if you're providing a service, that doesn't work the same way. Why? Well, because your clients aren't impulsive buyers. They've got teams and budgets and timelines and red tape and a whole lot of risk on the line. They don't just click an ad and hand over 20 grand. They research, they talk, they stall. Your sales cycle can take weeks or months, and that's totally normal. So when you run a short-term campaign and expect fast results, it's like planting a seed and getting mad it didn't turn into a tree by next Tuesday. What works better is thinking long game. That means building a system that walks your future clients from the journey they naturally go on, from never heard of you to let's book a call. It also means knowing what they need to hear along the way. Like, what problems are they trying to solve right now? What risks are they worried about? What proof do they need to feel confident in choosing you? Most marketing efforts skip this and just go straight for the sale. But without planting those trust-building seeds early on, that ask falls flat. So what's the fix? Well, you need a plan that maps out your message, your content, and your outreach, not just for the next 2 weeks, but for the next 2 to 6 months. You want to guide your future clients from curious to confident, one step at a time. Because in B2B, the win doesn't go to the loudest brand, it goes to the one that stays relevant and stays helpful over time.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
If your marketing strategy can't explain what your buyer sees in month 1, month 3, and month 6, you don't have a strategy. You have a content calendar. Now I want to talk about something that gets overlooked all the time in B2B marketing, and that's trust. If you're selling services, consulting, tech solutions, anything high ticket, your clients are taking a big leap by hiring you. They're not just buying a product off the shelf. They're betting their time, their money, maybe even their reputation on you and your ability to deliver. So here's the question. Why do so many B2B firms skip the part where you build trust first. I see it all the time. Companies pour money into ads, lead gen, SEO, but they do very little to make people feel confident in choosing them. They jump straight into buy now mode, forgetting that most people are still in who the heck are you and can I trust you mode. And let me tell you, no one's making a 5 or 6 figure decision based on a cold email or a Facebook ad, at least not in this space, at least not immediately. You know what actually builds trust? It's not fancy funnels or some secret hack. It's the basics done consistently. It's having clear, consistent messaging so people know what you're about every time they come across your name. It's telling real stories, not just look what we did, but here's how we help someone like you solve a real problem. It's sharing your thinking, not just your offers. Let people see how you think, not just what you sell. That's what helps them decide if they want to work with you in the first place. And it's also about showing up regularly with value. Even if they're not ready to buy right now, when you show up with value over time, you become the person they do reach out when the time comes. That's how you stay top of mind. That's how you build credibility before someone's ready to buy. And when they are ready, guess what? They already know your name. They already trust that you know your stuff. That's the shortcut. But it only works if you play the long game. Oh, and one more thing here. And this one's a pretty big one, okay? Don't ignore the people who've already said yes. So many businesses are obsessed with getting new leads that they forget the goldmine of relationships they already have. Past clients. Current clients. People who almost bought but didn't. These are folks who already know you, like you, and if you keep showing up for them, might refer to you or come back. It costs way less to keep a relationship warm than to start a cold one from scratch. So if you're looking for better marketing results, don't just focus on getting seen. Focus on getting trusted. That's what makes someone actually hit reply, book a call, or say yes when it counts.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
When your perfect client is ready to buy, they don't Google who's running ads. They go with the name they remember and trust. All right, mistake number 3. And this one is sneaky because a lot of smart businesses make it without even realizing it. It's what I call inside-out messaging. And here's what it looks like. When you build your website or write your emails and post on LinkedIn, everything you say is about you, your process, your team, your years of experience, your awesome tools and tech stack. Now, don't get me wrong, those things matter, but to your future client, they're not waking up in the morning thinking, man, I wish I could find a consultant with a proprietary methodology. No. They're thinking things like, I need to solve this problem. I'm falling behind. My team's overwhelmed. We're not hitting our numbers, and I don't know why. And if your message doesn't speak to that, to what they care about, you're not making a connection. You're just talking to yourself in public. Here's the real secret. Your job isn't to impress people. It's to make them feel understood. When someone lands on your website or reads your post or hears you speak, they should be nodding their head thinking, wow, this person gets it. They're describing exactly what I'm dealing with. That's when trust starts. And one of the best ways to do that, start with their world, not yours. Talk about the before, what's broken, what's stressful, what's not working, then paint the after, what's possible. What's different? What gets better? That's how you become relevant. That's how you become helpful. And when your content actually speaks to real life problems your clients are wrestling with, it no longer feels like marketing. It feels like guidance.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Your client is the hero. You're the guide. When your content gets that wrong, you lose the sale before the call ever happens. With all of this said, if you've ever felt like digital marketing just isn't working for your business, chances are it's not because you chose the wrong platform or didn't spend enough money. It's probably because one or maybe all of these three things are off track. You don't have a clear long-term strategy guiding your efforts. You've been chasing leads without building trust or nurturing real relationships. And your message is more about you and what you do than why it matters to the people you help. But the good news is that these are fixable. You don't need a $1 million budget or a high-priced guru to show you the way. You just need to slow down, get clear on who you're talking to, and meet them where they are consistently, honestly, and with something real to offer. Because when your marketing feels more like a conversation and less like a sales pitch, people start leaning in. And that is when everything starts to work. All right, friends, that's it for today. Thanks for hanging out with me. And if this hit home for you, or if you're rethinking your own marketing strategy right now, feel free to reach out. I'm always up for a good conversation. But until next time, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy. We'll be right back.